Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul. Steve Hunt is off vacationing today. And today I'll be talking about The Trip to Bountiful, which opens tonight at Valley Performing Arts in Wasilla. And here to talk about it is the director, Elizabeth Hansen. Welcome, Elizabeth.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
This is a famous play, but let's talk about what it's about.
Well, this play, The Trip to Bountiful, was written by Horton Foote, who's also very famous for writing the screenplay for To Kill a Mockingbird. So many people would recognize that. And this play, it's set in the early 1950s. It takes place not in Utah. Some people jump to that conclusion because they've only heard of Bountiful, Utah, but set in southern Texas. It opens in Houston in a small flat, a very cramped but neat small two-room flat, basically, with a kitchen, occupied by Ludie Watts and his wife, Jessie May, and his aging mother, Carrie Watts. And the three of them live together and have for about 15 years. And it's as people who have sometimes lived with in-laws and in maybe confined quarters, know there can be a lot of tension that builds up when you have especially two women with different backgrounds, different experiences, and very different values living in close proximity. And we need to keep in mind that in the 1950s, after World War II, where many women did work, women were kind of expected to return to the home and be homemakers. And so that's the era of the father knows best and Lassie and Leave It to Beaver, where you have on TV all these kind of nuclear families. And the wife is at home taking care of and being a wife and mother. And in the case of Trip to Bountiful, Jessie May, the wife, and Ludie are childless. They talk about that. That is a conflict it's a sadness in a way for both of them, but it comes out differently. And then Carrie Watts grew up on a farm and actually managed the farm after her husband dies first, then her parents. And she says at one point, I work like a man. And now she's living in the cramped little confines of a busy city. And this does not sit well. And as she ages, she starts feeling not only claustrophobic, but she feels like her death is coming. Her heart isn't good. And she wants to go back to Bountiful. So that's kind of the setting. That's where the play starts out, and you get pieces of this throughout the play.
That's sounds familiar to me.
Okay.
I hated that period after the war when all of a sudden, having been working in an important job repairing valves, I was laid off because the men were coming back.
And you were expected just to go back into your home setting and do totally different things, like cook and clean and...
Exactly. And raise my little babies. And I know that feeling very well.
Well, I think this will ring a bell with people, you know, people who've gone, maybe lots of bells, but... people will identify with it who have gone through that period. But even I'm not quite of that age yet, or of that age. And just living with an in-law for any period of time can, when you know you have different experiences, you have different references, it can become very tense. And that is... So I've kind of resonated with some of the themes in this play and the what's called pity bickering that happens between Jessie May and Kerry Watts. They become, as Kerry Watts says in one really poignant scene, she says, "I've become how my daughter-in-law sees me, and it's ugly." And I think that can happen to anybody in those kinds of situations. Jessie May, this was also made into a movie, a very famous movie. It was adapted for the movie in 1985. Geraldine Page, who had had a very kind of rich career as a film actress, playing with Paul Newman and lots of other, you know, big stars in really varied roles. She played Kerry Watts, the aging mother. And she won an Academy Award. It was her first, the first Academy Award she'd ever won, and the only one, as for Best Actress, for her performance of Kerry Watts. She wasn't that old. It was interesting because I did a little research on it. She wasn't that old when she played it, but it was a very popular film at that point. And we're not trying to reproduce the film, but it did kind of shed some light on the whole what things looked like at that period of time.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with my guest, Elizabeth Hansen, who's talking about The Trip to Bountiful, which opens tonight at Valley Performing Arts in Wasilla. And this is a very, very famous play, and I think we haven't quite fashioned yet The Trip to Bountiful, for those who have never seen the movie or the play. The trip, of course, is what the mother-in-law does. Is that, am I right?
You are correct. She basically runs away. She runs away from the apartment in Houston. And she's tried to do this on numerous occasions. So this is kind of a routine that they go through where she tries to get away by train, and they find her before she can actually succeed in getting on a train. This time she actually makes it onto a bus. And that's where the trip begins and commences there. And so the rest of the play is about the people she meets and who aid her on her journey until she finally does reach her destination and what happens there, because inevitably her son and daughter-in-law must come and collect her when she gets to Bountiful. So it is about that kind of getting to your destination, but your destination is not how it used to be. And what she imagined could be a continuation of her life is not possible. And so she has to come to a reconciliation of what is possible at that point. And I think the cast that I have, which includes some veteran actors from VPA, Bonnie Honcola playing Kerry Watts, and who does a wonderful job of bringing out the poignancy and the struggles of that older woman who is feeling her impending death. Her son, Ludie Watts, played by Ted Carney.
A very fine actor,
very experienced. And this is, he's torn between the two women in his life, his mother and his wife, and they are so different. And then Jessie May is played by a newcomer to VPA, Morgan John Meyer, and she gives, unlike the movie where Jessie May seems so hard, Morgan plays it. She's very self-absorbed, and very speaks her mind, but you also see the human, some of the human side of that character too. And Xena Merkulioff, and she's also a newcomer, playing Thelma, is terrific. I mean, we have a great cast. DJ Rotach, who's been on stage a lot at VPA, is playing a supporting role, as is Kit Roberts. And we have to mention, we are so dependent on our sponsors because we're community theater. And this play is being sponsored by BP, Double Eagle Real Estate, and the Gallery in the Valley. So we're always very thankful for the sponsorships we can get. We are community theater, and we're almost all volunteers.
I understand. I'd like to ask you about the central character, Carrie. Is her mind okay?
Yes. She's sharp, but she is beginning to, she isn't forgetful. I wouldn't call her forgetful so much, although her daughter-in-law accuses her of being forgetful. She's worn and aged, but she's not, probably in that day she was maybe pushing 70, but now that same type of role would probably be someone who is much older, just because of our improved health care and everything.
Gotcha. Well, at this point, I'm going to have to ask you to stay and help me read the calendar, but I also have to say thank you very much for coming and talking about your play, The Trip to Bountiful, which opens tonight at Valley Performing Arts, and this is director Elizabeth Hansen.
Thank you.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to datebook49 on alaskapublic.org. At Cyrano's, you can see Ten Chimneys, a play about famous actors. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Anchorage Community Theater's production of Sherlock Holmes' The Final Adventure runs through May 20th. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
Once a Year Theater Company is presenting a stage reading of a new play written by local playwright Ann Redig. Project Petoskey will be read on Friday, May 11th and Saturday, May 12th at 7:30 p.m. in the Sydney Lawrence Theater. Tickets and information at 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
The Alaska Theater of Youth is offering several classes in theater for ages 8 to 22 and 5 to 8, beginning June 18th and continuing across the summer. Classes end with public performances. For information, call 907-338-4901 or go to the website.
It's the last weekend to see TBA's production of Babes in Arms at APU's Grant Hall. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 7 and Saturday and Sunday at 3. For info, call 677-PLAY, P-L-A-Y, or go to TBA Theater's website.
Announcing an unarmed stage combat class, instructor Stephen Hunt, Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., May 19th through May 26th. Call 344-4713 or email actfamily@gci.net for more information and to register today.
At Valley Performing Arts, you can see The Trip to Bountiful opening tonight and running through May 27th. Showtimes are 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.